morning and very welcome to Ars Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we look at how to tackle fire blight with Katie Smirnova, the campaigns officer with Hedgerows Ireland. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp number, that's 086 38 33 553. Phone reception on 0917 700 077. Email arsprotect@goibfm.ie. If you want more information on this initiative by IBI and Commission Amman, go on to arsprotect.ie. We can take the ecological footprint calculator. All this plus lots more coming up on Ars to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back into today's programme. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by Katie Smirnova, who is indeed the campaigns officer for Hedgerows Ireland. Katie, good morning to you. Welcome on to Ars to Protect.
Morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Talk to us about your call to action. You're looking for the Minister, Charlie McConlogue, to prevent fire blight coming into Ireland.
Yes, so we have four kind of key asks in our open letter. So we're inviting signatures on this open letter so that we get the public support, and particularly encouraging farmers to sign on to this. But our calls to action are for the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine to, first of all, reinstate the requirements for all hawthorn that's planted in acres to be of Irish provenance or Irish origin. This requirement was originally in the specifications, but it was taken out in November 2023. Due to the extremely high demand for hedgerow planting. But we are calling on them to reinstate this requirement and delay planting actions until this supply gap can be filled. So spreading out the hedgerow planting over the 5-year duration of the scheme rather than setting the deadline for it to be done on a short notice. And then second of all, we call on them to suspend the imports of hawthorn plants due to the potential of importing disease. And thirdly, to clarify how hedgerow heritage was assessed when deciding this alert status for fire blight, essentially, you know, how was the urgency of the matter decided, and was the biodiversity, carbon, cultural value of our hedgerows taken into consideration here? And if this wasn't assessed, to raise the alert status and establish a coordination group to address these risks. And then fourthly, to continue promoting the funding for native tree nurseries that allows them to develop their capacity for these Irish provenance and Irish origin whips to be grown. And this was already kind of there under the seed stand and seed orchard schemes and the investment aid for the development of the forest tree nursery sector scheme. But we want them to continue promoting this funding and making it that people are aware of it and availing of it.
Mm. Now, fire blight is a bacterial disease. How concerned are you about it? What extensive damage can it do?
We're quite concerned about it in across Europe. It's been known in apple and pear orchards, which are other host plants of this. It's been known to wipe out an entire orchard in a growing season under the suitable growing conditions for the bacterial infection, which, you know, considering the fact that hawthorn is one of its common host species and the extent of hawthorn that we have here in Ireland, would be quite dramatic. It was known to spread in the UK along hedgerows, hawthorn hedgerows, and that's what kind of facilitated its spread throughout the UK. And then in Germany in the past, it caused the removal of over 800 kilometres of hawthorn hedgerows. So it's not an insignificant concern. And in particular, it's a concern because we have already seen outbreaks of it here in Ireland. It was initially recorded in 1986, but then eradicated from everywhere except for Galway and Northern Ireland. But since then, in 2023, there was 17 recorded outbreaks across 11 counties here in Ireland. And it's likely that there's more outbreaks that just have gone unrecorded as of yet, particularly because the infection can lie latent for quite a while until it becomes symptomatic and then it's noticed.
Mm. Now, the big problem is there's no treatments for it, so you're left with either burning them or removing them in other sort of ways.
Absolutely, yeah. So as soon as the symptoms are noticed on any infected plant, it's important that people notify the department that they've seen it. So send photographs or send kind of the symptom descriptions to plants and pests@agriculture.gov.ie. And then they could be served with a notice then to remove the infected trees. So depending on the extent of the outbreak, this might just result in the removal of branches, the infected branches. And if it's kind of more widespread, or if you're wanting to really follow the precautionary principle and prevent further spread, then it would result in the removal of the tree itself. And they must be burned or buried so that the infection doesn't spread further.
Mm.
And any equipment that's used during this process must be disinfected between every single cut, particularly if you're only cutting branches off. You know, you cut off a branch and then you disinfect it so that it doesn't spread to currently healthy material.
Mm. Now, you have a wide coalition supporting you. It's not just yourselves and Hedgerows Ireland. You have the likes of Antashka and Environmental Pillar as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, it goes a lot wider than that as well. There's a lot of organisations and environmental NGOs that have supported us, including the Gaelic Woodland Project, other organisations in the Irish Environmental Network. A lot of beekeepers have signed on to this, and even members of the Irish Farmers Association and other nurseries as well, who would really struggle with this if it were to break out fully. So there's a lot of support from farmers in regards to this issue, because of course they'd be at the forefront of this problem. Similarly to ash dieback, it was them who were responsible then for removing these infected trees. And in the case of hawthorn, if there isn't a government funding allocated to this, which there isn't currently to our knowledge, that it would be on their pockets, that the cost of removing these infected trees and treating the infection, you know, afterwards would lie. And even, you know, the costs of replacing those hedgerows then, and potentially the cost of putting in fences if those hedgerows in the past had formed the purpose of a livestock barrier. Mm. So farmers are very much on board with this because they've seen the impact that ash dieback has had. And if our hawthorn is infected to the same extent, it would really mean a drastic change to our current farming landscape.
Now, I know among the things you're asking the department to do is to continue to promote funding for native tree nurseries under the seed stand and seed orchard schemes, plus the investment aid for the development.
Yes, yes. It's really important that we scale up capacity and diversify our nursery sector as well, so that rather than relying on kind of big nurseries in Ireland, we have smaller nurseries located locally that will be able to collect local seed and create local provenance trees as well, which will further mitigate the risk of spreading disease, because those trees will be grown locally and planted locally. And it'll also create additional employment in those areas for seed collection, for seed processing, and then for managing those WIPs as well. And there's a lot of kind of grassroots initiatives where people are setting up their own nurseries locally, for example, in community projects like Rewild Wicklow. The Home Tree Charity in the west of Ireland is also scaling up its capacity for native tree and Irish provenance tree production kind of every year. And there's a lot of momentum on this in Ireland, I think, and a lot of demand for it too, particularly with growing awareness of the importance of looking for certified plants, because I think a lot of people aren't necessarily aware of why it's important to plant Irish provenance, you know, because you might be thinking, okay, we'll plant a native tree, but it's also important to think, where is that native tree coming from? And as well as the, you know, mitigating the spread of disease, it's also very important for conserving our genetic diversity, which is a fundamental kind of pillar of biodiversity, as well as habitat and species diversity. We need to think about our genetics in these trees and how they'll be able to adapt and be resilient to further changes in our environment, like climate change.
Now, if people want to sign your open letter to the minister, how do they do so?
So it's quite simple. You go onto our website, hedgerows.ie. So that's hedgerows.ie/fireblight, F-I-R-E-B-L-I-G-H-T. But if you look up hedgerows.ie, you'll be able to find it on our website. It's right there on the homepage as well. So if we really encourage everyone to sign on and support this letter, but also in your own time, you know, we're calling on people to make sure you're buying Irish provenance trees. So as well as supporting this open letter, calling on the government to take action, each of us who's planting a tree can take action ourselves. For example, by calling ahead and asking our supplier, do you stock Irish provenance trees? Are they certified? And making sure that, you know, you're going to go to a supplier that has Irish provenance certified trees. So again, that'll increase the demand for nurseries or garden centres to stock these certified materials rather than import, rather than selling imported stocks. And that kind of consumer demand will further increase momentum for these Irish provenance tree nurseries and make sure that what's being planted locally is of Irish provenance. So each of us can make that change ourselves. And of course, keeping an eye out for symptoms too. So the main symptoms of fire blight to look out for would be the kind of distinctive shepherd's tick, which is a curling of the twigs and kind of browning of the leaves, so that the leaves look brown and then the end of the tip kind of curls inwards on itself to create what looks like a shepherd's tick. And they are looking, they look very withered. So particularly in the growing season when you wouldn't usually expect the leaves to start turning brown, if you start to see any kind of withering, then that's something to notify the department about. Also cankers, so any kind of deformity in the bark. And then if you cut that bark away, if there's red-orange staining on the inside, that's another symptom of it. And if you see any bacterial ooze on the flowers or kind of on the nodes where the branches come out, if you see any sort of white creamy bacterial ooze, that's another symptom of fire blight. And these can be seen on our website as well. So that same webpage, hydros.ie/fireblight, we've linked a few different data sheets and leaflets where you can actually see the symptoms for yourself and know exactly what to look out for.
All right, Katie Smirnova, the campaigns officer with Hedgerows Ireland, thank you for joining us on Irish to Protect.
Thank you.
And that is all from this week's edition of Irish to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming.
Irish to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out irishtoprotect.ie for more info.